which we don't even know. It's never touched.
Because you see, it's not a license.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, this is a great fair. There's over 200,000 people here today. We're here to talk a lot about the cloud, artificial intelligence, augmented reality, things that we're doing in the industrial space in support of Industry 4.0. There's a couple of really cool ones that call out. The Sarko's example that we have with robots can actually go through very constrained environments. Like, imagine going through a pipeline literally inside, looking for issues, defects, things like that are important for repairs, and being able to hook that sensor data back up into the cloud, doing the analysis, doing the automatic recognition of issues, and being able to flag them when they come through. So I think that's a really cool one. You'll be able to see robots climbing up walls. HoloLens with augmented reality, mixed reality. A great example is one of our partners, ThyssenKrupp. They make elevators. Now imagine being able to do it on the product side, being able to visualize designs of new things that you're creating before you even manufacture them. And then once it's deployed into the field, it can actually work with technicians that can be literally on top of a piece of equipment, working hands-free, being able to make repairs. And if they run into any issues, they can actually use Skype to call up a colleague. Colleague sees exactly what you do, and you've actually got another set of eyes there to go help you out. We estimate some of these things can save up to 4x in the amount of time it takes to be able to improve returns on doing repairs and getting your uptime for your equipment. The cloud allows me to ingest just a huge amount of data, and we can use artificial intelligence and advanced machine learning to be able to look for patterns that maybe you couldn't see before. And we're doing all sorts of things like that. It makes predictive maintenance that much better. In fact, my original flight here to Germany was actually canceled due to an engine problem. It would have been awesome if that data had been uploaded into the cloud and it could have been identified up front. That engine repair might have been able to take place on the layover, and I wouldn't have missed my flight. So the cloud makes that kind of crunching of all that data and getting that really super deep insights, it really makes it possible and scalable. And that's really one of the key things we're trying to deliver with Microsoft Azure IoT Suite.